Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a really good one. Our theme this week is we want to show you how important IT is. First two segments are going to deal with that. I'm going to talk about a thing that Project Veritas is involved in right now, where they've really dug some stuff up on Pfizer that I think you're going to find to be very, very interesting. Jimmy, let's start out with that one. What's going on there now with Pfizer?
So Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's undercover journalist organization,
yeah,
who tries to, you know, identify fraud and corruption, they set up a journalist that was undercover to talk to this guy, Dr. Jordan Tristan Walker. His job, Dr. Walker's job, was worldwide R&D strategic operations and mRNA strategic planning for Pfizer, strategic planning for Pfizer in New York. Now, what happened was this, there, you know, the way Project Veritas works is they get a couple of drinks and a guy and usually have a young lady, and this and those people just spill their guts on all kinds of things. And that's what's popped up on videos over and over again. But in this particular case, there was another guy involved, another male, who apparently was on a date with this Dr. Jordan Walker and got videotape of him discussing the plans with Pfizer to continue research to make the virus, COVID-19, more dangerous so that they could develop vaccines to counter them.
Yeah.
And, of course, this opens a can of worms for many, many issues because it looks like gain-of-function research.
Yeah.
He admits to it. He's discussing it. But he's talking about how financially lucrative COVID has been for Pfizer and how this would be another cash cow. And he also basically acknowledges that the probability that COVID-19 came out of a lab in Wuhan and just popped up.
Yeah.
In these
discussions. And now they found something better, right?
Well, what they're doing is they're
trying
evolving,
to make something better, yeah.
Evolving the virus to make it more deadly so that they can build, or at least more dangerous, potentially exceptionally dangerous, so they could build vaccines to counter it.
Yeah.
So basically they're creating the problem so that they can sell a solution. Incredibly damning information for Pfizer. And he's in a position and a role that would indicate that this is accurate information.
Well, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Do you think that this adds a whole bunch of credibility to the people who are saying that the Pfizer products really don't do anything anyway?
You know what? This in particular just shows that what Pfizer has done has failed to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that as they're developing, using mRNA technology, developing more vaccines, creating more dangerous vaccines to create more mRNA-based vaccines, it shows a spiral and a danger from something that, you know, is really out of the realm and the regulators should be looking at. It's out of the realm of reality. It's out of the realm of what should be done by any organization.
I can't believe, Jimmy, that regulators aren't looking at this situation right now. I mean, I'm sitting here in my studio, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and I know about it.
Well, so
they got to know about it.
In this discussion, in his undercover videotapes, he actually acknowledges in the discussion how the revolving door from the regulators go into the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
So that they leave FDA or they leave the NIH, National Institute of Health, and they actually go into the pharmaceutical industry. And of course, that revolving door gives more, not only more credibility and experience, but also probably helps in the regulation and the deregulation or the allowing of this to go forward.
Yeah.
And of course, we've seen so many damaging things come out of these vaccinations now. A lot of people are wondering, well, how could it be so corrupt? But he kind of indicates why. And he actually equates it also with the military industry and military industrial complex and people leaving the military and rolling right into defense contractors.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that something like this has actually come to my attention here on a Saturday. I was going over all the comments last night, and Charster, who I happen to think is a pretty bright guy, mentioned a woman who, I'm not going to give her name right now, but she was involved apparently in producing a video that was banned. It was banned because it was pretty much anti-government. And it was an incredibly powerful video. I've watched it, part of it, and I fully intend to send you the video. And between what's going on right now with Pfizer and Project Veritas and some other things that we're going to talk about, that adds a whole bunch of credit to what Charster was saying in his comment. And it kind of makes me look like an idiot because my response basically said, you know, I can't believe that something like that would have any credibility whatsoever. Well, he showed me that it's got a whole bunch of credibility. And then doing this particular segment on Pfizer and this Dr. Jordan Walker, and I understand that Robert Malone is part of this deal too.
Well, last night, Tucker Carlson did a very big opening on it. I think it was 20 minutes long, nearly 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, you know, Tucker Carlson is the only mainstream media outlet, the only, you know, Fox News and his show that would show this.
Yeah.
None of the other networks, none of the other news industries talked anything about it. And, you know, typically the left is very protective. They do not like Project Veritas.
No,
and they've attempted very, very often to discredit him and discredit the people that they interview in some of these very influential videos.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. When you actually, and apparently Google is trying to scrub history on this guy, Dr. Jordan Walker, but when you look at his actual, the facts behind it, he is an incredibly credible, I mean, a serious guy at Pfizer.
Yeah.
Worldwide R&D strategic operations, mRNA scientific planning. He was a consultant for Boston Consulting Group in pharmaceuticals. He was a urologist, a resident urologist, and an analyst for the New York area from 2013 to 2014.
Uh-huh.
So he was a UT Southwestern Medical Center where he got his MD.
Yeah.
And apparently went to Harvard or to Yale with a Bachelor of Science in Molecular, Cellular, and Developmental Biology. He's licensed in the state of New York. So he's a serious guy in a serious position at a serious company, Pfizer, the most influential pharmaceutical company in the world, that actually, oh, by the way, has the highest criminal fine in history from pharmaceutical companies, or from any company.
Yeah.
And here he is explaining what they're doing, and then he goes ballistic at the end of the video when James O'Keefe confronts him about, asks him about questions about it. So very interesting video to watch. But Dr. Robert Malone highlighted on Tucker Carlson at the end of his segment that, hey, look, this just shows how far behind they are with this problem and the weaknesses with the entire process and the entire system right now. But it also shows the level of corruption we have within the pharmaceutical industry and our government that actually is completely connected with them.
Jimmy, we're getting close to a break time, and I want to ask you a question. I want to continue this just briefly in the next segment. And the reason I want to do it is I have got a few questions about Dr. Malone. And the reason I have those questions is purely and simply, I read some of his stuff. I watched an interview with him. I think he could be a very, very big name in the IT world. Hey, stick around. We'll be right back.